This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Noel is a man from Seattle, Washington. He grew up, I'm deducing from his story, he's about 65 to 70. He said he was a teenager during the 60s, and he said as a teenage boomer, the 60s were full of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, making love, not war, and new age cults. Back then, he said, I thought that was it. It was everything. It was great. But something happened later on in his life, and it's interesting what he identifies as a change point in life. All of us have things that happen to us that become change points, and here's what he said. I thought this was interesting. My worldview began to change and evaporate on 9/11/2001. He said my views about drugs, sex, and rock and roll, that's the great thing of life, collapsed when the towers did. Wow, what an expression. Shortly thereafter, I accepted the fact that I would never find a perfect spiritual system. And after 50 years of absence, I rejoined the church, the body of Christ. I now choose to believe in one God and Jesus as his only son, knowing that his love is the only source of unconditional love has lifted a terrible burden of impossible expectations from both me and those I love. He said, before I believed in drugs, sex, rock and roll, cults. He said, now I believe in grace, mercy, forgiveness, and redemption. He said, that's what I live by. What a dramatic change happened in his life. He didn't come as a part of a crowd. He came as an individual sinner. And you know what he was? An individual dyer. Someone who's dying, just like you and just like me, who came to Christ and the Lord worked in his life and shook up his world through what happened on 9/11/2001. Recently, I went over to Kettering Hospital. Some of you have been there and you know the lobby situation there. I was walking through the lobby, going to my car. When I saw a woman, I would say in her late 60s, early 70s, just sitting there with another couple of people, and as I walked by, she looked at me like she recognized me, and she got up. Big smile on her face, walked up to me and took both of her hands and grabbed my right hand and said, how are you? And I said, fine. I didn't have a clue who she was. But I've learned over the years, and I don't say this deceptively at all, I've learned, and this might help you in a situation, keep talking and eventually you'll figure out who they are. Keep asking questions and something will come up. So that's what I did. She said, how are you? Well, I've had the whooping cough in January. And I told her, and she said, oh, that's awful. And one question, I asked her a question, how has she been? And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, she said, how's Betty? And I said, Betty who? Your wife. Oh, that Betty, that Betty. And I said, I'm not married to a Betty. I'm married to an Annie. And then this look of embarrassment came over her. And I felt bad for her. And she said, oh, I am so sorry. You're not the person I thought you were. After 5 minutes of conversation, you're not the person I thought you were. Nobody is. You aren't, neither am I. Today, I want you to look at yourself. Are you the man you claim to be spiritually? Are you the woman you claim to be spiritually? The Lord's not looking for you and for me to be a part of a crowd. Gang's all here. We're just having a great time. Worshiping the Lord. He's looking for men and women to come one at a time. People who recognize their sinners in need of forgiveness and who can discover what Noel discovered from Seattle, Washington. I now need grace and mercy and forgiveness and redemption. That's what life's all about. It really is. Heavenly Father, thank you for speaking to us today through Matthew 21 as we begin this new 7-week series, the final week. 7 days in history, looking at the last week in the life of Christ on this earth. I pray for people who need Jesus in their lives. That's why we're here. It's what it's all about.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.